This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Little Rock is Roby Brock. He is the editor and publisher of Talk Business Arkansas. Roby, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you as always, Kyle.
We are how many weeks into the legislative session, the General Assembly, and things have not become any less interesting in the last couple of days?
No, we're, I think, in our 10th week of the session, and there's still a lot of big items to deal with, from steel mill super projects to Medicaid and tax cuts, and there's progress made on all those fronts, but I think we still have easily another 3 to 4 weeks on the dashboard horizon for the people of Arkansas to see what their legislators are going to do at the state capitol.
Yesterday, the Senate Bill 2, which requires voter identification, was passed. This was at times a heated conversation, and there is the potential, there's discussion that this could have a gubernatorial veto.
Yeah, this bill is extremely divisive to require a photo ID at the polls when you go vote. It is an issue that Republicans think wholeheartedly and in lockstep needs to be passed into law. Democrats contend that it is going to curtail and suppress voter turnout, particularly in certain populations that typically vote in a Democratic base, lower income, sometimes less educated voters. And so you have just seen some really heated rhetoric on both sides of this. The point of contention is that Amendment 51 to the Constitution dictates what is a qualification to be registered to vote. And the theory is if you are registered to vote, you should be allowed to vote without any further proof. That's the argument that has been made. This photo ID bill, Senate Bill 2, would not make changes to voter registration, but it would make a change to your qualifications to be able to vote. And so the constitutional argument is, by adding this extra layer of identification, are you in effect changing the qualifications to be able to vote? Interestingly, Amendment 51 allows that those provisions to be changed by the legislature, but it requires a two-thirds supermajority vote in order to do that. This bill has made its way through the legislature with a little bit more than just a simple majority vote, pretty much along party lines. It has not gotten supermajority votes. The decisions that were made yesterday at the Capitol are that a simple majority is how this legislature is going to proceed with it, which is obviously in Republican control, and that's the way they want to handle that. So we'll see. What happens? It's at Governor Beebe's desk now. He is waiting on an AG's opinion that may determine and isolate some of these constitutional questions. So we'll see if he winds up signing it, vetoing it, or letting it go into law without his signature.
You mentioned tax cuts still to be discussed and acted upon. You say there is some progress there?
Yeah, there is. What typically happens in a legislative session is the governor, with his proposed balanced budget, meets with legislative budget leaders at a critical point in the session where they start hammering out the Revenue Stabilization Act. That's Arkansas's balanced budget provision. Those talks began over the weekend where legislators bring their ideas to the table. The governor has his ideas, and they kind of get in a room for several hours and they start hammering things out. It does not happen in one meeting. It happens over a period of several days and weeks. My understanding is, and I have sat in on a few of these in the past, there's a lot of yelling that goes on and gnashing of teeth. It's a pretty spirited discussion that goes on. But in the end, they do cobble together something that they can all live with traditionally. And I think they will do that again this year, too. But so I think they're close. I think that the governor has acknowledged that he is going to have to give more on the tax cut front than I think he is comfortable with. But I think that's the reality of a Republican majority in the House and the Senate, that they are going to push for some tax cuts that are going to be beyond his comfort level. And in the end, the legislature controls the budget process, and they act on the governor's recommendation, and he has some say in it, but the legislature controls the purse strings.
Last month, there was House Bill 1418 that was introduced. That would take some sales and taxes from the sales of cars and put it specifically toward highways and not to redirect from the general fund. I know that it's been introduced. It's been amended a couple times. The future of that bill?
Yeah, that's a good question. I honestly couldn't tell you today what the fate of that is going to be. I can tell you the executive branch and the governor's office is working very hard to lobby against that. The premise of the bill from Representative Jonathan Barnett, who's a former highway commissioner and is really, no pun intended, driving this bill, is to incrementally over a 10-year period take 10% of those isolated sales and use tax items that are in the realm of auto parts, car sales, et cetera, things that are basically tied to users of roads, and incrementally move that tax revenue into a highway fund. As you may recall, we passed a half-cent sales tax for highways last November. It's got a 10-year sunset on it, so by about the time that would sunset, this new revenue would be up to 100% over a 10-year period if it goes in 10% increments. And the theory is that with the basically highways are mainly funded by gasoline taxes. With improved fuel economy, we have just seen those tax revenues decline over the last several years. And so I think highway officials and people supportive of roads in the state of Arkansas want to find some replacement revenue. They've got a 10-year window to find a way to do that without raising a tax. So they're trying to tie this to a user fee, more or less. I think because the governor is fighting it so hard, I do think that it's probably got an uphill battle right now. But I just don't think the final chapter of all that has been written. And I'm not aware of it being part of the negotiation that's going on in revenue stabilization right now. So we'll have to see where that goes. That's a good question.
More to be expected today. You can follow legislative coverage at talkbusiness.net. Roby Brock, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kyle.